but he, it was a help to him, reason to consider Dhamma. So he knew now a little, yeah, just a little. And he didn't like the books from Mahayana, for example, because they were very abstract to him. He asked about how to, you know.
Yeah, what about the direct understanding from Tipitaka, no matter from who?
But he has no interest now. He doesn't know much on Tipitaka.
We don't have to call it Tipitaka. Yeah.
Because the only what he can hear now, it's just from me, you know, the explanation of this, like this.
Yes.
But not Tipitaka yet, because he's not so...
You don't have to say it's Tipitaka,
yeah.
But the right word or right words come from Tipitaka, for sure. Even you don't name it.
You can listen to the audio discussions?
He cannot, because he doesn't speak English. Not only Polish.
You can translate those to Polish.
Yeah.
The good ones.
But there is... at that time I was looking for a book who is easy.
Yeah. Easy, right or wrong?
Yeah. Comprehensible, he means.
And who can know whether what is wrong
understand.
And what is right?
But I don't know why you're worrying about it. I mean, you did what you thought was best at the time, so that's that.
Worrying? I'm not worried.
No, but I'm not sure why you're concerned.
I'm not
about
concerned.
The issue because
why do you talk about it?
Yes.
No,
because you did what was best at the time.
No, he's talking about what he can do now that is best for the.
No, I'm talking because it seems like I translate something or whatever, but I don't to him.
Is that not concern?
No.
So what is concern?
Who knows?
It was easier to give him the book than to translate something more suitable.
I did.
What about Dhamma discussion like now? You can talk to him about what is real and what is there in reality, like seeing and so on.
But only from time to time, you know.
It's not easy for him to have any contact because...
I used to only talk on Dhamma when the people... ask, because otherwise I never talk about this, because no point.
That's,
you know,
yeah. Right.
And it's
attitude.
Very little, 7 years,
it doesn't
just a few
matter.
Conversations,
it doesn't matter,
yeah.
One or two or none at all, but it should be right understanding.
Better to say nothing than to say what is wrong,
because people just like the short way, the easy way, but that is not the right way, and you might urge that person to go wrong with such easy words or translation. But it is so very deep and very subtle, even like seeing right now. It's not what one thinks, because it is that citta, that which has the shape and form, and it can now experience, and by conditions it can arise. Otherwise it cannot arise at all. And this is the world, just one moment at a time, experiencing an object in order to understand what a world is, or what is the world. It's not understanding anything, just talk blah, 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 like you say. It has to be precise, it can be proved, can be understood, okay. So I think that if we concern for the others, what about one's own citta? This is more important, because usually people concern about outer world, like situation and what happens, without knowing what citta is there at that very moment.
We say or recommend what we feel is helpful. For example, if we feel that we have a lot of akusala tendencies and may get into trouble, then we think maybe that better to go to some quiet place, or and then we may recommend to our friend the same. But if we have confidence or appreciate that most precious is understanding now of reality, this is what we will also share with our friend.
Serving the big boss. He's the unseen, always behind, or by the side all the time.
That's why I like to listen to Ajahn. Not so much wrong view when I listen to Ajahn. No, I said that Ajahn is special in that sense that she don't place wrong view. I mean, because other people, they just totally wrong in that sense that it doesn't bring me anything good when I listen to the. And I don't want to give names, but that's some kind of misunderstanding.
If anyone tells you to go to a meditation center or follow any practice, then one knows it's not good. It's not right.
Yeah, but that's still a thinking, you know. I prefer to learn that. Because it's still a thinking, we can say that.
The teachings, who can know what's right and what's wrong? Because it sounds very good, meditation centered, seems like it will bring understanding, but actually, what does Panya know? See, only this word, this question, what is the answer? What does Panya know? Or what can Panya know? Or what can be understood right now? It has to be right now at this very moment. Otherwise, it's only thinking about that which does not appear, which has gone completely and never come back. So, and one can see that even seeing sees now, it's not easy to understand it. It's not self, not me. And this is to be learnt to know. Because there's seeing all the time, yesterday, today, tomorrow, last life, future lives, seeing is seeing. So the understanding is understanding the seeing which appears now. Otherwise, it's not yet the understanding, which is not just the intellectual understanding. And Buddha didn't teach only at level of intellectual understanding. Otherwise, useless just to talk about things which cannot be understood or comprehended clearly. So we can know that from hearing what he taught, it will bring more and more confidence on that which can be directly experienced, which is another level, Gicchayana. Without Satyayana, there is no Gicchayana.
It's like Lama Sutta. What brings benefit, it's right. What does not, it's not. No need to use words, this is like that and that like that.
I can say it's only thinking, but there can be understanding whether it's right or wrong thinking now.
Ajahn, I used to go to cinema in Bangkok, when I'm in Bangkok, from time to time at night. And I like, you know, very much to watch movies. And I'm listening a lot of Dhamma. And I go to the cinema and, you know, I prefer such a movies like action and, you know.
A cinema movie.
No, English, yes. And there is a lot of, like, you know, this European culture, a lot of, like, a scene with that impressed me, and then I just totally forgetful about anything.
Just to be forgotten.
Forgotten, everything.
This is the way to become detached from clinging.
Okay, and because I just, my mind gets absorbed totally in this pleasure and, you know, starts think like, this girl is nice and, you know, all the movements also. Like,
it can be object of understanding.
Also.
When there are conditions, that's why we learn a lot in order to have.
So daily life, no matter what, isn't it?
Right. Otherwise, there will be clinging to take this or that for self. Mm-hmm. It's not daily life.
Thank you. I got a pain here after soup. It's very spicy. Here.
Akusala vipaka.
Akusala. And akusala
chita.
Chita. And akusala kamma. No, I don't know. Maybe.
Two arrows. The first one is Kaya Vinyana, and the second one is Domanasa.
Domanasa, second one, yeah.
Yeah.
Sutta.
And not
arrows.
Only two, hundred and hundred.
Bodily and mental.
Okay.
From Patana Ajana, only red matika. And it's enough. From Patana, only red matika. When they are all conditions there, and it's enough. It's a very good reminder, you know, all the conditions, even the name of 24.
Remind to understand whatever appears. This is the most important. Any word, just consider it is about now.
Now.
Chakku Vinyana Thatu.
Thank you.
The Thatu, the element which sees. Or see is Thatu. Otherwise, it's useless just to hear the word and know nothing about reality. Because the point is to understand whatever is real, not just the word. The word just tells about the story of whatever appears, so that there can be more understanding of each reality which now is appearing, is conditioned. See, it's only conditioned to be this. Just forget it. Everyone just wants to do good deeds, see? Like she can walking around helping. Yeah? Otherwise, a kusala arises if it's not kusala. And kusala will lead to more unselfishness. So you can deny from taking the view of self.
Ajahn, what are samapadana?
It's the viriya cetasika. Now, because there is viriya at almost each moment, you know from reading how many cittas do not have viriya cetasika with it? Because just remember the numbers is useless until there is a reason why this citta has viriya and why it does not have is more important.
And what about samapadana?
Before understanding that, we should understand the citta with very small number of cetasika. The reason why they have only that it can condition their arising. Like the 10 cetasika, they need only 7 cetasikas. So we learn little by little why a cetasika is more added and more added by functions. Like the 10 do not need other cetasikas, rather than 7. And we understand why. And the other need vitakka and vichara, not viriya. Sampatichanna just arise by condition to receive aramana. So what it needs is only vitakka to touch on that object with vichara. Not yet. We just one by one and learn from the various few cetasikas and added more by conditions. That's why for the 18 ahetuka cittas, we know why they need how many cetasikas for each of them. So the sampatichanna, santirana and the other do not need viriya except the manodvara vachana and hasitupata. See, this is the beginning of why there must be viriya with these two before there can be sammapatthana. And can the viriya which arises with the manodvara vachana be sammapatthana? See, the understanding of reality instead of just Right. Yeah. Even there is Viriya, but it's not Samapadana. See, when you talk about Samapadana, it is Viriya, but not at moment of Manodhavara Vachana. So you know now what Samapadana is. Usually what is Sammapadana, we have to know. Sammapadana is Viriya, to avoid akusala. It is moment when one has intention to avoid. For example, we have Viriya to read, but it's that moment that we think about avoiding akusala. It's only reading. But when it conditioned the moment to see the danger of akusala, and that moment it turned to be Sammapadana. So Sammapadana grows or develops until it is Sammapadana with right understanding of the Eightfold Path. Because there are at moment of Makka, they are fully developed, all four. But before that, it just developed from seeing the danger of akusala and begin to avoid, and then begin to develop kusala. See, on and on. Because to see the danger of akusala is not easy at all. Right?
Not easy.
Each one knows by oneself it's not easy. So it cannot be Sammapadana, but there is Viriya. But it's not Sammapadana until then. Yeah. That's why they have the word like Sammapadana and Viriya Chetasika. We can think, but it's not yet. For example, anyone can think of dana, but what about Sammapadana? Kun Lucas will go and have a walk. Is it Sammapadana? No. This is the way to understand. Yeah? Even there is Viriya. Yeah, that's why we can't understand. If there is no situation, we don't understand. We try to think. But when there is situation, we can see. Instantly, it's not Sammapadana. So go back to 500 years ago. Yeah, it's different from now. Quite different. I have no idea about that. Even in Bangkok time, see, not Abhidhamma study until Ajahn Nap studied from Burma, and she had her Burmese monk came with her to Thailand, and they started to study Abhidhamma Sangha. But they also brought the wrong practice too. So it means that there is no understanding of the teaching. Even the word is right, but not the understanding of the word at all. As much as I know from Ajahn Nap, I knew that she is the teacher of Abhidhamma, but and she had her Burmese teacher. Before that, I have no idea. Yeah. And they brought along the meditation center different types, like Hong Yup, you know, about the breath and the sitting position and other things. Yeah. And the Thai had more wrong view, so they added more. like what they call in Dhammakaya. What is that in the stomach and different ideas?
It's like in India, the first teacher of Nika, he brought all the teachings from Burma, the same thing. He brought the Abhidharma, which was very good.
When you learn,
and he also brought the Royal Mahasi technique.
It means that there is no understanding of what the Buddha taught. They just remember and think by themselves that this means that. And for example, Ajahn Naps rests on sitting position because it's in the Mahastipatthana. But she didn't tell about reality right now, that if without the understanding of reality right now, it's impossible to understand what is the body. Even she studied Abhidhamma, but for her, body position is the object of meditation.
Was it a wrong view?
Certainly. Not according to the teachings, because it's not there in Tipitaka about the body tattoo.
Yes.
But there are the Mahaputta Rupa, the Patavi tattoo, Tesho tattoo. Pardon? I see. It's not on the book, but we have to understand what the body means. What is it? Without the four primary rupas, can there be body? And the spaces in between. So what is the body in reality?
What you're saying about teaching fishermen, it comes from Burma, and then they introduce the wrong practice, but of course they use all the Pali words and terms, politics, and it sounds so convincing.
They do not consider Dhamma, each word.
No.
Like Dhamma, they don't know. If they know that Dhamma is anatta, how can there be such and such idea about selecting object for development of understanding?
And how can there be such idea of posture of objects?
And what appears now disagree with what they are doing. Because actually, at this moment, who thinks about the position, the posture?
Walking meditation.
So don't go if it's walking meditation.
I joke.
He knows how to teach you.
No, it's just I joke.
She's my teacher, so I cannot do that. But I talk on Dhamma different from her because I follow the teachings of the Buddha. So anyone can listen and see whether what is right and what is wrong. But I cannot say anything.
I like this.
Yeah, because you see that we didn't talk on Dhamma, but when I talk about what's there in Tipitaka, and she listens. And I know that she believes, but from her book, it's like her word that she has attained the Sakatagami or the second experience of the Four Noble Truths, something like that. I don't know who put that word in her own or the others, I don't know. But I think that when I talk about when she was very sick, I went to see her and she talked about realities, and she agreed. She didn't say anything. She seems like accept that it's right, but she didn't say any word.
Very nice to hear the story.
Yeah.